Father, we want to thank you for once again that you have given us this opportunity to hear your word. Lord, we are receiving it as your word. Let it work mightily in us. In Jesus' name we pray, and God's children said, Amen. Thankfulness. What are the blessings of a thankful life, and what we will receive when we are unthankful? We need to know this, because this is very, very important. To be thankful is a direct command of God. It has nothing to do with our feelings. It has to do with our will. It is a way of life. It has to do with our conduct. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 and onwards, I want to read. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. We can know the peace of God when we have a lifestyle of thankfulness. Many people will decide something and say, are you sure that's from God? Yeah, I think I have the peace. And later they found out it was wrong. The demons can give a wrong peace and mimic the peace of God. Oh yes, they can love. Demons can love to achieve their own ends. So, and be thankful. Many times, God's children are unable to find out whether the peace of God is an umpire. That's the correct the meaning of it. Let the peace rule, be an umpire. You know, when somebody is out in cricket, if he raises this way, he's gone. Otherwise, no. He's an umpire, judges. But we cannot have the peace of God as a judge and umpire if we are not living a thankful life. Did you get that? If so, say yes. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, and teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual song, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, as we give thanks for everything, we begin to experience whether God wants us to do something or not. See, verse 17, and whatever you do, we like to do many things, and we want to know whether it's the will of God, right? Whatever you do in word or deed, whether you say anything or whether you want to do anything, do it in the name of the Lord. See, before you say anything, whether you can put a stamp next to that in the name of Jesus. Before you call a person fool or is stupid or whatever, in Jesus' name, can we say that? No, we can't. Do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks. Can you give thanks for that? I called him stupid and I gave thanks. No, we can't do that. Or anything that we say, if we can do it in the name of the Lord, and if we can give thanks, then go on. Then you go on saying that or doing that. That is the rule. See? That is the rule. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. Watch, it doesn't say for everything, give thanks. You fall on the road. You don't give thanks. Lord, I thank you for falling. No. You say, oh Lord, I thank you that my bones are not broken. I thank you that it's only a small scratch. I thank you, Lord, that somebody was there to lift me up. Can you see that? Can you see? In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus, the anointed one and his anointing, Jesus, for you. If you're not giving thanks and not giving thanks always, you're not in the will of God, period. You can have a ministry. You may be called. You are in the right place. But still, if you don't give thanks, you are not in the will of God. To be in the will of God we need to be thankful in something, in everything. That's right. All things. Then the Holy Spirit says, you are in the will of God. Sometimes we pray, Lord, bring us to the will of God. Lord, bring us to the center of His will. Have you heard that? We all pray. What do we have to do now? Be thankful in everything. Give thanks. Have a heart of thankfulness all the time. The moment you cease to give thanks, you are not in the will of God. Not only that, verse 19 says, do not quench the Spirit. People who are not thankful, they quench the Spirit. What do you mean by quenching the Spirit? You tie up the Holy Spirit's hands. He becomes inactive. Many things are stopped for you. The desire for the Word, the desire to be in unity and in intimacy with your spiritual dad, the desire, your love for the church, the other brothers and sisters, everything dies out. But the more you are thankful, the more the Holy Spirit will work through us. Watch that. Those numbers were put by the translators. It follows, do not quench the Spirit. Every person who is not thankful in everything, they are shutting the mouth of the Holy Spirit. They are tying up His hands. When you quench Him, then another thing happens. He is grieved. Very much grieved. When He is grieved, we will automatically be depressed. There is nothing that we can do. Because it is God who is work within us, both to will and to do for His pleasure. Who is that God? The Lord Holy Spirit. Even the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay. Ephesians 5:18. I'm just giving you some scriptures so that we will know the truth in them. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's interesting. The Lord Holy Spirit is comparing with wine. As you go on willingly drinking it, you come under the power of that wine, that liquid that goes inside. After some time, you begin to stagger and you can't walk because that has taken control of you. So He says, now be filled with the Spirit. It is wrong to be drunk with wine. At the same time, it is wrong, it is sin to be not to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It is sin not to be filled with the Holy Spirit. See, that's why they are written together. See, the expression of a person, the outcome of a person who is filled with the Holy Spirit, we can see in three things. Number one, where am I? 19. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Your life, our life will be a continual praise and worship. Continual praise. The second one, giving thanks always. Sometimes we give thanks, but not always. Isn't that right? Sometimes we don't mean it even. Somebody gives something, thank you. Just one word. We don't express ourselves. I just want to thank you. I really appreciate your thoughtfulness. Thank you for thinking about me. We don't say that because we don't have a thankful heart. Or even send an email. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father. Can you see that? God the Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So firstly, your life will be continual praise and worship. Secondly, giving thanks. Thirdly, submitting to one another. You got to be submissive. To whom are you subject to? If you are a young person, you have to be subject to your parents. If they're not there, you got to be subject to your pastor. If you're a widow, yes, say yes. Yeah. You got to be subject. That doesn't mean that you get dominated by them. God puts them there in order to guide you and to teach you and to see that your will is trained, that you will have not a self-will, doing whatever that you can. Most of the time, you don't like to be told to do things, right? Oh, you don't have to tell me. True, that's our nature, that we got it from Adam. But we need to, the Bible says, be subject to one another. All right? In the fear of God. So three things that we see here. Praise, giving thanks, and be submissive. The marks, expression of a spirit-filled person. When a person does not have these three marks of conduct, that person is not filled with the Holy Spirit. That person may have been filled with the Holy Spirit some time ago. When we do not have those things, we are not filled at that moment. When we are grumpy. For our prayer to be effective, there has to be a life of thankfulness. Giving thanks all the time. How do you start your prayer? Do you thank the Lord all the time? There are so many things to be thanked for. Do you know that? Many people, they go through depressions and all that. You know, we are living in an unthankful, ungrateful world now. It is written in the scriptures that it will be the last days. And these are. Husbands are unthankful. The wives are unthankful. The children are unthankful to the parents. The believers, the church people are unthankful to the pastor. And lots of things are happening. And they do not know what is on their way. Dangerous things. You may think, oh, well, if I don't thank what? You're going to see it. Philippians 4, 6. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. If you have markers, mark it. With thanksgiving. We can make our supplications and intercessions and prayers, but with thanksgiving. Otherwise, those prayers will never be answered. That's why most of the time that we just pray and then, you know, we don't receive a specific answer for those things. With thanksgiving. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. See that? Prayer is always made with what? Thanksgiving. And you're going to see why. There's a secret in it. Oh, hallelujah. Give thanks. I see the word is already working in your heart. Because this is not my word. The word is anointed already. And the living word is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has brought you to hear this message straight. And others are going to hear through cassettes or CD. Maybe far away or here. Did you see that? I wish you do. When we start to pray and we are thankful for everything that he has already done for us, other prayers answered, other things that we prayed for, Lord, you did that, you did this, we want to thank you, Lord, and we go on thanking him that way, then something happens within our spirit. Our faith rises up. Lord, you did that in that year for me. You delivered, Lord, and you healed me, Lord. You separated me, Lord. By your power, you gave me new birth, Lord Jesus Christ. Your faith begins to rise. You see, that's a wonderful thing. And you will be strong now while you make your request. You're going to be strong. You're building yourself up with thanksgiving. So without thanksgiving, your faith is not going to rise up. Remember that. Never pray without thanksgiving. When we are praying for another person, sometimes we complain what he had done or she has done. You know, Lord, that, and you know, Lord, they did this, this, and then, you know, they just went away without talking. God does not want anything of that nonsense. You remember Elijah complained to God, you know, Lord, they have killed the prophets and they have worshipped the Baal. Look at me, only I am here. You know. He said that, you know, why he was under confusion of Jezebel. That was the spirit of witchcraft attack him and still in confusion. And he is accusing. They did that. They killed those prophets and all that, you know, and they had been, you know, they're committing idolatry, sin. Only I am left. No, he was under confusion. We never complain about God's children to God. Instead, we can find something to thank for them in their lives. There was a man named, I think there's a book called Praying Hyde. Get it, probably it's about $3-4 only. Praying Hyde, and he was, you know, he had that name because he was a mighty man in prayer. So he was praying for somebody who had no fruits in his life. So, and he wanted to, he started to say like, oh Lord, you know about this person. Then the Holy Spirit arrested him right there. And then he started to thank him because he was always praying like that before, telling all the things and all that. Lord, then he said, change him, Lord. And then now this time the Holy Spirit arrested. So he started to thank God. Within 1 week, that man changed because of the power of thanksgiving. So we need to be very careful in telling the false and other things. When we are doing that, we are doing the ministry of the devil. What is that? Accusation. Accusation. Jesus said, I have not come to accuse you to the Father. It is Moses who accuses you, not me. I will not do that. You see, so we don't need to do the work of the devil. If we start by saying about the wrong things that are done to us and so, then the prayer will not be heard. Now let's see what the lifestyle of Paul, Romans chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Romans 1, 8 and 9. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ. When? Last. First, I thank my God. Thanksgiving is number one. I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all of you, that your faith is spoken throughout all the world. So he is thanking, oh God, I thank you for their faith, that they have received the word of God. These people in Rome, I so and so, they are getting strong, Lord. I thank you. He's giving thanks. Power for prayer. He's giving thanks. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. I'm going very fast, am I? Thank you. I had to. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you. I did not stop my children to give thanks for you. Can you see that? When I say, can you see, that means with your spirit. Amen. Yeah. I do not cease. I will not stop giving thanks for you. Paul knew the power behind thanksgiving. See? To mention of you in my prayers. See that? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. But before praying that supplication, that request, Paul thanked God for them. Thank you, O God, for helping me to give the message to them. Wonderful. Philippians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. When we sometimes remember people, we think of your faults. We immediately go back to the scene. Isn't that right? Yeah, when we say we, I'm including myself, so we have to reject those things. When I remember you, I give thanks. Paul says, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy. Before he made request, the moment he remembered them, what did he do? Nadine? He gave thanks. Thank you for that person, Father God. Thank you for the love and affection. Thank you, Father, that they are receiving the word of God. You are strengthening them. Hallelujah. Giving thanks. Giving thanks. Colossians 1:3. We give thanks to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Paul added thanksgiving always in his prayer. Never pray without thanksgiving. Especially when you are praying for a person, even for you or your family. Never touch on those negative things. Thank the Lord. Thank him. Take some things and remember and thank him. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2. We give thanks to God sometimes for you all. Always. Always. you know that he will not write like that. You got to be dumb to think like that. We give thanks always for you. Always. See? Daniel chapter 6. Sometimes your Bible is fine, difficult, but you're not open for some time. You're finding it. Oh, where Daniel is now? Daniel is after Ezekiel. Chapter 6. Verse 10. Are you enjoying this? I am. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room with his windows open towards Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and squalled and bawled. And gave thanks before his God, as was his custom or habit since early days. What was his prayer life like? 3 times a day he gave thanks. Do we at least once? He was almost like a prime minister there. Or a governor general. And he gave thanks 3 times a day. Probably he has so much of files to look into. They never had computers. They came with all kinds of problems. He had to answer. He was the light there. Amidst of that Babylonian nonsense character at that time. That darkness. Right? So he gave thanks how many times? 3 times a day. We just go, what we would have done. Lord, look upon the threats. Like the early church. Lord, they're about to kill me. They're about to throw me into the lion's den. He gave thanks. As usual before. Giving thanks. 3 times a day. Giving thanks. In fact, the Lord tells us, I think in Psalm 100, do not come in front of me. Enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart. That is the only way we can approach him. And his court with praise. Can you see that? Thanksgiving. Why do he have to say that? Come weeping. Come with burden. Come with faith. No. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Most of the time we don't go near his gate because we have no thank. We have no thankful heart. And we squall, mourn, and we just sit in, Lord, you know what has happened here now. You can see. What are you going to do? Is that right? Okay. Now, the power of giving thanks. The power of giving thanks. Now, Jonah chapter 2. You know, Jonah rebelled and then he went away. And then, you know that story. And then he found his way. They threw him out. God prepared a fish. And that fish swallowed him. Didn't bite him. Swallowed him. That whale, probably. And then he was right there. In a good place, secured. And he prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. Are you listening to me? And nothing happened. Children, he prayed. Nothing happened. I don't know how that fish felt while he was praying. Whether he felt goosebumps or what, I don't know. When he prayed. And so, after that, what happened? He tells us the secret. I can't take this. Anybody found Jonah? Where is he? Okay, after Obadiah. Okay. But he prayed and prayed. Nothing happened. Look at verse 9. But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. When he sacrificed, what is that sacrifice? There is no, for it's nothing that he can give thanks for. Can he thank, oh God, I thank you that I am in the belly of the fish now. It's everything is smelly in the belly. I can't give thanks. No, he thanked the Lord for many things. And now when he gave thanks, I will pray what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. When he gave thanks to the Lord in the belly's fish. Look at verse 10. So the Lord spoke to the fish, not to Jonah. He never said, Jonah, I heard your prayer. He spoke to the fish. I don't know what he spoke. Probably he said, get out. Vomit him outside. How interesting. The fish did not vomit him inside the water. Brought him out to the shore, where he can, you know, get up. Probably he must have been very dizzy. 3 days and 3 nights over there. So the power of God was released in Jonah's life only after thanksgiving. That clicked the switch. The power was released after Jonah gave thanks. John chapter 6 verse, I'll tell you. This is about feeding the 5,000. And you know that story. This is about feeding the 5,000, leaving men and children. I'm sorry, women and children. And then you know, when they said a young boy has got some fish and then loaves. See what Jesus said. Verse 11. And Jesus took the loaves. And when he had given what? Thanks. He doesn't say when he had prayed. He gave thanks. That's why most of the time, we are blinded not to give thanks. We are not thankful within ourselves. How many times that you are thankful here? Are you thankful for the church? Are you thankful for the messages that you receive? Are you thankful for the servant of God who God has supplied for you? Are you thankful for all the other blessings that you receive? Are you thankful for the rebukes that you get? Rebuke, Pastor. If I don't rebuke you, if I ignore you, you had it. Jesus never rebuked Judas. No, he just let you have your own way. See, after giving thanks, those loaves and fish started to multiply. And John, the Apostle John, writing the scriptures, right? The author of the book of John, right? Are you listening? And he brings this story back again. Verse 23. He does not want us to forget. The Holy Spirit does not want us to forget. Verse 23. However, other boats came from Tiberias near the place where they ate bread after the Lord has given thanks. Ah, oh, I like that. After the Lord has given thanks. So the Holy Spirit does not want us to forget. Hey, do you know how that was multiplied? A thankful spirit. A thankful spirit. So John remembers to mention that to us again. So John is saying that all it took to release the miracle was giving thanks. Now, John chapter 11, verse 41. Lazarus is now dead, and now Jesus is before his tomb. And see what he says. 11:41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, Lazarus. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Oh Father, if you don't raise this man, I am done." Did he say that? What did he say? "Father, I thank you that you heard me." Thanking. "I thank you, Father God, you always hear me." See the power of thanksgiving? And after that, he called Lazarus. "Come forth, Lazarus." He mentioned the name. So he came out. Actually, the power of God, they say, he couldn't have just come out like that on steps and all that, you know, underneath from his tomb. He pushed him out, threw him out of the tomb because he was tied. Amen. What is this? Why you all are so, you are taking it in, I believe. You are going too quick, Dad, so we have to swallow. That's good. Okay. So, first thing that Jesus did was to give thanks. Thankfulness sets the seal on the blessing that has already been released. You know, sometimes we can receive a miracle and we have to stamp that and hold on to that by giving thanks. Many people receive miracles, healings and all that. They let it go. Their eyes get healed, their bodies get healed and all that. And afterwards, the healing is gone. Why? Can somebody tell me? They don't give thanks. By giving thanks, you hold on to your miracle. Amen. Luke chapter 17. You know about those 10 lepers. Luke chapter 17 verse 15 and onwards, you see them. And there were 10 lepers. And then, you know, Jesus tells them, go and show yourself to the priest. And then while they were going, they got cleansed. And one man came running. Verse 15. And one of them, we saw that he was cleansed when he saw, returned and with a loud voice, glorified God. He glorified God. How did he glorify God? Watch this. And fell down at his feet, giving him thanks. Did you see that? When you give thanks, you glorify God. I don't know how to glorify God. Brother, pastor, daddy, sir. You glorify God by giving thanks. And when we don't give thanks, we don't glorify him. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? 10 out of 1 is thankful. Which group would you like to be? So it's 100, 10 out of 100. And 100 out of 1,000. Which group would you like to be? Jesus says, where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God? Jesus is putting a stamp again. When you give thanks to God, you are glorifying him.
Or I thought when I sing, I glorify.
Did not glorify except this foreigner. And he said to them, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Those people got their bodily healing. And this man got his soul also saved. He got the package. The others got probably just the fries. The others got the, what do you call that? Combo. That's right. So would you like to have the combo? Give thanks. Who would like to have the combo? Give thanks. Christy is made. Hallelujah. The others, they just got just a small piece. They got their bodily healing. But this man, he got the package. Your faith has made you whole. Whole. He's got his soul also saved. And also he got that healing secured by giving thanks. Thank you, loving Father. Thank you. He came running and fell at his feet and said, I just want to thank you. Look who I'm healed. And Jesus was excited. He said, what about the 9? You see that? Okay. Giving thanks glorify God. It glorifies God. Yes. Romans 1:20. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Thanksgiving and glorifying God is always connected together. Verse 21, because although they knew God and they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful. Why did not they glorify God? They were not thankful. I tell you something, if I can see some things in families and in churches and in individual lives, please listen to this. I want to open my heart. Many times I see unthankfulness, ungratefulness. Yeah. Very, very seldom you find people saying, thank you for you did this to me. Thank you for praying. Thank you for these messages. Thank you for warning me. Very seldom. Do you know what and what things you are receiving? Other churches are not giving. They sell each cancer for $7. Do you know that? I'm not saying this to make you feel guilt. No. But think about it. Let the power of God be released for you in prayer. That's why God is speaking to you. So thanksgiving and glorifying God goes together. Okay? Now, what are the results of unthankfulness? Now, we have to see the opposite. If thankfulness brings glory to God and releases the power of God in our prayer, an unthankful life, what is going to happen? Let's see. We have to look at the opposites of giving thanks. The correct words, the opposite words to give thanks in the Bible are two words. One, murmuring. Two, complaining. Murmuring and complaining. When you find people murmuring and complaining, they are in a different path. They are confused. They are in darkness. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. We saw the scripture many times during the last week. Some of you may remember. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. Do all things without complaining and disputing. How do we do it? Without murmuring and complaining. Do all things without murmuring and complaining. This tells us how we can live without blame in the perverse and crooked generation. that you may become blameless. So if we complain and murmur, we are blameful. And our prayers are not answered. Can you see that? Without complaining and murmuring, how many times a day, from morning till night, we murmur and complain? We find fault, we dispute, and we see the negative things. We are focused on the negative thing. How do you murmur? And we don't know what is happening to us. You're going to see it. Probably some of you will shut your mouth even from this time. And remember to continue to shut your mouth. Not only today. Jude 16. Jude is a half-brother of the Lord. Just before Revelation, he wrote that one chapter, 16. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lusts. Verse 15, to execute judgment on all, convict all who are ungodly among them, all their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way. Three times the word ungodly has been mentioned in verse 15. And all of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken four times. These are grumblers and complainers. Ungodly people are grumblers and complainers. When we grumble and complain over anything, we put ourselves under the category of ungodly people. People who are without God. Or just say that they're having a form of godliness. See, murmurers are ungodly. Complaining always about the negative. Always about the things that are not done. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Here we are warned about the specific sins of the Israelites, and we are warned to be very careful in not committing the same sins and getting into the same judgments. That's why they were written. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Are you taking it? Verse 5. But with most of them God was not pleased. Well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things became our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, greedy, as they also lusted, and do not become idolaters, as we, some of them, as it is written, people sat down and to eat and drink, arose to play. Now let us commit sexual immorality, fornication, as some of them did, and one day 23,000 fell or died. Now let us not tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by snakes. Now complain, watch that. Complain, murmuring, as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now, there are things that is told here, sins, dangerous things that we need to be very careful not to do that. Lusting, idolatry, loving self is idolatry. Not only loving money or things, loving our own self is idolatry. Putting ourselves before God. We may say that, and I'm not doing that. But then you say, no, I want to do it. Fornication, tempting the Lord, and murmuring. Watch. This murmuring comes with all the other sins. So it is not a small thing. Murmuring mentioned with idolatry and fornication. We may say, no, I will never commit fornication. What about murmuring? Evil speaking. Backbiting. Gossip. Murmuring. Numbers 14, verse 36 and 7. 36, 37. Numbers 14, verses 36. Stop it. Excuse me, Numbers 21. Numbers 21. Verse 8. Verse 7. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord. Excuse me, we'll go back a little bit, okay? They murmured in verse 5 and verse 6. So the Lord sent fiery serpents. The Lord God sent the snakes to bite them. Why? They murmured and complained. So see the seriousness of accusation, murmuring and complaining behind. Can you see? Snakes are a type of demons. If God sends snakes to bite them and many died, not some, He does the same thing to people who are murmuring and complaining. He will send demons to attack them. Any house is full of complaining, accusation and murmur, demons, snakes will be full there. Because God has not changed. That's why we are warned in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Are you all listening to me? Say about the good things and pray, starting with the good things, so that God will repair the negative things. Amen. So this is what God did at that time. We are warned, don't do it. They are destroyed by the destroyer, demon spirit. Spirits, they died. The poison, they died. And we are warned. See, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah is an attitude God showing to us towards sin of that time, is homosexuality. He may not repeat the same judgment for a city now, but His attitude is that, don't do it. I have not changed. He may change the way He sends a judgment there, but then His attitude, same thing with Ananias and Sapphira, His attitude towards hypocrisy is the same. They fell dead inside the church. He has not changed. He is the same Lord and God. That's my attitude towards hypocrisy. Don't say something and then keep something in your heart. See, when you don't mean it. See, why did they complain? Chapter 21, Numbers, verse 1. The king of Arad, the Canaanite, Numbers 21:4. Then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. The soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. Look at me. Anytime we're discouraged, we are in danger of complaining. We complain and murmur when we are discouraged. We need to be very careful. When we are tired and we are discouraged, then we try to murmur and complain. That opens the door for the demon spirits to come and attack us. See? The Lord sent snakes, we saw that. And I also said, when we complain, the Lord will do the same thing. Those who complain and murmur. Just as when we give thanks to God, God's power is released through us. The same way when we complain, Satan's power is released in our lives. We can murmur about our own body. My fingers are not good. My collar is not. My nose is a bit crooked. I have to do something. My hair is curly. My hair is straight. My hair is sticky. My eyes are not brown. I like brown eyes. What shall I say? Come and stick something? My eyes are too blacky. Oh, what shall I do? When you complain like that, that really, really grieves God. If you have whatever hair you want to do it, don't complain and do it. Just shut up and do it. Don't complain. Oh, I don't like my eyebrow, you know. I don't like the last toe. It's like kind of crooked. So I don't want to show that. The last one, you know. Sometimes it's turned. Sometimes it doesn't want to agree. Sometimes it's jutting out. No, leave me alone. So I have to take that and keep it like that. See, many people grumble. Actually, that is the meaning of complaining and murmuring about their own life. They are locked up in their own negativity of their lives. So when we do that, we expose ourselves to snakes. What do you have to do? Cancel what you have said. I look great. I am good. My nose is lovely. Hallelujah. God wanted it that way. Glory to God. Amen. See, the remedy for complaining and murmuring is, you know what? Look at what did they do when they complained. God said, make a brazen serpent, hold it out in a pole, and anybody who looked at that, they lived. They got healed. Not only from the body, they got healed from murmuring and complaining. The remedy, the medicine for complaining and murmuring is looking faith by faith to the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you look at the cross, does Jesus have to come and die for you and me? Was so much this thing that we did something for Him that He had to come. You look at the cross and you say, Lord, I don't deserve at all. Father, I want to thank You for sending Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for this salvation. I never knew. I thought I knew you. I went to a church, but I thought I was saved. Lord, I want to thank your complaining and murmuring will stop. When we lose the sight of the cross, like the Galatians, that's where when we get into self-will, self-power, and self-religion, even though we can read the Bible, nothing comes to us because the spirit of witchcraft has blinded us, the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to look at the cross. So how are we going to get healed from murmuring and complaining? Looking at the cross. That's right. Amen. So, now 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, there are lots of people, they come under demonic power. This is God's people, precious Christians. They have been just living in a religiosity, going to church and coming back, going to church and coming back and going to work. You know that lifestyle, right? Sometimes I repeat that and then you laugh, but when you do, you don't do anything. Okay, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, my son, be strong. But know this, in the last days, perilous times, dangerous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Brothers and sisters, my children of God, the word unthankful, after the word unthankful comes unholy. When we are unthankful, and God says, you are unholy. What a dangerous situation when we become unthankful. Sometimes people don't receive so many things what God gives them in the church. They sit and go away. Why? They're unthankful. They complain about the pews. They complain about the sound. They complain about everything. They complain about what the pastor's wife is dressing. Where did she get that? They complain everything. See? Turn with me to Romans chapter 1 verse 20 again, please. Here, because they were unthankful, what happened to them? I told you before that we stop to glorify God when you're unthankful. And also, we open the door for the demons to come into our houses and our own lives. And now, what happens over here? Just look at it. Verse 21, Romans 1:21. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts. The thought life gets filthy. The thought life gets into demonic. The thought life receives darkness from the demon world. Futile, okay, in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Their soul came under darkness. Their soul came under the influence of demons. Look at the many churches, what they are doing now. I'm not being critical about the churches. They're having programs that they do not know the agenda of the Holy Spirit. They do not have the fresh oil. What God wants them to do now. Some of these churches, God will say, get out of this place. Send these people out there into the byways and the highways. Am I just getting goosebumps by your songs and your worship, whatever that you are trying to do, your programs or your kids and all that? Because they were unthankful, they got into darkness. They got into all kinds of things. If we continue reading that, they got into homosexuality. They got into lesbianism. So much so that they even now have pastors, homosexual pastors in some churches. Lesbians as pastors, lady pastor. They were not thankful. That's why they got into that. The first two downway steps. Now, see this. Now, after that, when you go, verse 29, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, they are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, they cannot see anything, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. My God, what a list Paul is giving through the Holy Spirit. How did people get into this list? How did they come to this position? Only by two steps. First, they did not glorify God. Secondly, they were unthankful. Unthankfulness brought them to this group. And there is no guarantee for us that we can remain as we are if we go unthankful. How many things that we can thank for, even in this little group? You should be thankful that God is speaking to you direct, and you will get even the cassette, you will get even the CDs, and God is speaking to you three times a week. And he is watching over you. He has set a person over you, or some people, other people, to look after you, to pray with you. There are the others who have no one to pray with them, to join and pray with them. I've had that time when I was in different countries. I had no one to pray with, to hold hands and pray, to agree with me. See? Brothers and sisters, please hear, listen to this. So they got into that panorama, I don't know what you call that situation, because they were unthankful. They did not glorify God. Now, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. We will finish with that. How many minutes do we have, Mr. Soundman? 10? Oh, that's wonderful. I'm doing good. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That is, totally depend on Him. Don't trust a man or woman. Love them, and let your love also be in all wisdom and in knowledge. Philippians 1, 9. Okay, trust in the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, right? All your strength and all your emotions. And lean not. Say lean not. Lean not means just don't lean on somebody. Lean not on your own understanding, on what you think and what your knowledge and what you have learned, what so-and-so said and what so-and-so said. I heard that person told me. Lean not on your own understanding. And Solomon is not finished yet. He leaned on his own understanding and then started worshiping other gods. And some of those darlings he had turned his heart. In all your ways, in some ways, in all your ways, whatever that you are doing, acknowledge Him. Bring Him to be your Lord. In all, buying a car, buying a house, going somewhere, doing that and doing this. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. He shall direct your path. He shall direct you. Sometimes we don't know what to do, right? In all our ways, acknowledge Him. How do we acknowledge God? Would you like to know? Oh, Pastor, I'd like to know. How are we going to acknowledge Him? That's right. Give Him enough thanks. Thank Him and thank Him and thank Him and thank Him. Life will have to be full of thanks, and the peace of God will become very clear, and you will know, I shouldn't go there. I shouldn't buy that. I shouldn't talk to that person. I shouldn't even try to evangelize that person. No, God is telling me no. Oh yeah, I can see something in the eyes also. No, I'm not going to talk. You will know here. By what? Giving thanks. By what? Giving thanks. But most of the time, God's children forget to do this. Acknowledging Him with thanksgiving. You see, we can thank so many things when a month begins or ends. We can thank daily. You see, when we get out of the house, who brings us safely inside? In a country like this, anything can happen. People are drug addicts, some of them are. They can just take something and do something and then come and just run over, even when you are crossing in the red light. When the lights are red, he's supposed to stop. And they will just, and they will pass. And many have been killed like that. And what about even when you go in a car? Anybody can come and dash. They can just, there are no walls in the middle. Like the highways, is only a red line. How does it take for anybody to cross? A long vehicle or something. What about others? They carry guns. Do you know who carry guns? We don't know what's going to happen. There are so many things that are, but God who protects. And we can go on thanking and thanking. Thanking for the food and clothes. Thank you for the church. Thank you for everything that we receive. Go on thanking. And thanking for the last year. Thanking for the last month. See, the month is finishing. So much so. We have been protected, kept, right? We can go on thanking and thanking and thanking. Thanking for the brothers and sisters. Thanking for the mothers and fathers and spiritual dad. Thanking for many, many, many things. When we do that, the peace of God becomes so clear within us. But when we don't do that, we will get into the path of complaining and murmuring, and we will open the door for satanic power to work in our lives. It happened for them, it'll happen for us. Jesus said, if you don't forgive, my Father will send the demon spirits, tormentors. And when we don't give thanks, we become murmurers and complainers, and we open the demons to come and attack us or our family. How many of you are getting this, please? I know most of you are. Now that you are full in your... See? Thanksgiving brings the blessings of God. Murmuring and complaining brings the curses, attacks of the enemy. May the Lord make you remember this. May the Lord be thankful. And may you be thankful to the Lord for everything that you receive, even the word that you have received. Father, we want to thank you for once again that you gave us, O Lord, from your word, your light. Light is sweet. Father, we thank you. The anointing in your word gives us, O Lord, healing, deliverance, and peace. Thank you for your children. Thank you for, O Lord, even this time that you are given in this house. Thank you for those who are going to listen to this message. Lord, let the power of God be released as your people continue to give thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.